I didn't realize the whole time I had both my hands on the handle of the door, yeah, and I was sweating. I was like, yeah, Paul, I'm cool, man. Don't worry about it. Just focus on the road. Just do what you gotta do. Just do what you gotta do.
Go with the flow, better take time. I'm too busy looking at the waistline. She moves when I call, don't waste time. Don't think too much, cause it takes life. She got wastemen calling all day. But you know I only move with the sharks, eh? Couple drinks on the table, the last wave had meerkats on their mind all day. She moves like she ain't got no problem. This is Dej. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment.
Yeah, so like secondary school times, yeah, like you always used to go to your boy's yard or whatever.
Yeah, so one
of my boys, his yard was just chaotic. Whereas my yard, if you came in from playing out to get a drink of water, you weren't allowed back outside again. Like, it was bare dumb, but that's how my yard.
I remember that one, you know.
It didn't make sense, but that's how it went, innit?
You'll be outside thirsty, bro.
Holding it, you know, drinking your spit, thinking of it was bare mad. But my boy Jack, he had a free pass to do whatever he wanted. So we're playing games now, we're playing computer in his yard, playing Here Comes the Pain. I don't know if you've not played that.
Yeah, Smackdown.
So he's getting flipped up. And how I knew he was getting flipped up is that he was sitting like this,
yeah.
And then he started sitting like this.
Is that the bare proper?
And then as we're playing the game now, his mum's called him, like, Jack, your dinner's ready. So he's like, but he just aired his mum. So all the black boys, we start looking at each other like,
are you sure?
Yeah, like, yeah.
We can pause the game, you know.
it's not that deep. Like, we can continue after. So he's just aired her. So we're just looking at each other like, is this what happens in these kind of households? So his mum's called him another time. Jack, your dinner's ready. Still nothing.
Nothing, yeah, so, yeah. No, you know this is crazy.
The sensible ones like, Jack, are you not going to answer? Yeah. Get off me, man. he just wants to win the game, fam. Bear investing in the game. So his mum called him the first time.
Yeah.
Jack, come for your dinner.
Yeah,
he goes, Mum, shut the hell up. All of us looked at each other in shock. Yeah. All the black.
I would have packed my bags and left.
Yeah. It's getting long for Jack right now.
So we were expecting his mum to burst through the door like Stone Cold Steve Austin and start a triple threat match. I was going to get involved on his mum's side and start battering him.
Tag team.
But nothing happened. So I was like, rah, maybe let me try it. I remember it was a Sunday morning and my mum shouted out, Fabian, come down and get the Hoover out and start hoovering up the place. So I thought, fuck that, bro, man's not there. Yeah. Obviously, I said that under my breath. I only swear at Jack's yard. I said fudge.
You know the rules in your house.
I said fudge. I said fudge that, man, whatever, man. So I aired her. Fabian, come down there and hoover. Kiss my team, I said, whatever. Man, just chilling, playing my computer. Then I heard, Fabian, if you don't get the blood clot down here right now and start hoovering up the place, I'm going to get mad. So I said, what did Jack say last time?
Yeah. What did Jack say?
I said, Mum! Is the Hoover in is it already in the living room or is it in the cupboard? I was like, I'm coming.
So the other day, I cracked my tooth, innit? I cracked my molar. I was eating a couple of Haribos. But it was hurting badly, so I had to book a dentist appointment, an emergency appointment, yeah? As soon as I see this room, bro, it's like a fucking Saw movie, bro. Scary as hell, bro. Fam, the chair's leaning back. The room's kind of dark, yeah? Scary. There's bare tools on the table, bro.
You see saws?
It's this guy trying to build a house, yeah? All work on my mouth, fam. I'm thinking, what the fuck, fam? I'm seeing drills, bro, chainsaws. It's like COD, Call of Duty. I'm seeing throwing knives, bro. Throwing knives, claymores, everything, machetes. I'm scared for my life, bro. And the funny thing is, there's another Donnie here just standing in the corner, bro.
Yeah.
His assistant. And he's bodied up, bro. You can't even see, he's just standing there looking at me, bro, screwing me. All I can see is his eyes, bro. And he's got this thing in his hand, bro, that sucking machine, bro.
Oh, I like it.
You're moving mad, fam. And I see this big sucking machine, I'm thinking, is this nigga trying to hoover the floor, or is he gonna put that in my mouth? Because I'm thinking, nah, there's no way that's going in my mouth. Pause. So he says, you know what, take a seat, yeah? We're gonna do the root canal. He pulls out this thing from a syringe, bro. Bro, I'm telling you, this syringe can hold at least a liter of liquid, bro. It's a big thing. So I look at him, I'm like, oh, brother, is that what you're going to use to put me to sleep? Because I didn't know what they do in there. Are you going to use that to put me to sleep with that? He's like, no, that's what we put in your gum. I was like, what? Oh, are you stupid, bro? You're trying to put that big thing in my gum? There is no way. Pause. I was like...
Fire for that.
I was like, there's no way you're putting that in my gum, my brother. There's no way. You have to put me to sleep to put that in my gum. So what we need to do is we only inject it three times, my brother. What are you talking about? Mbappe, fam. Hat-trick, World Cup, bro. I was like, there is no way. Next thing I know, all I hear is...
The drill.
I'm thinking, what? Sounding like some chainsaw, bro. My eyes open immediately, bro. Because I'm thinking, what the fuck has he got in his hand?
Yeah.
But he's actually got a small thing in his hand, but it makes that noise, innit? It feels like it's big, but it's a small thing. So I'm like, cool, it's calm. So I close my eyes again, because I said I'm closing my eyes for the rest of this session. He starts to operate now. And it's fucking hurting, like, it's proper hurting me while he's operating. And the other guys put that hoover in my mouth at the same time as well, fam. I'm thinking, what? Sucking things, I'm choking and all of that, bro.
God damn, nigga! God damn, nigga!
So, I'm shopping at Tesco's, and I'm in the car park, and I see a crackhead just walk into the middle of the road with ongoing traffic. They didn't look left, they didn't look right. So the car just like smashes into him.
But
it's like 10 miles per hour, so it's not far.
Okay.
That still hurts.
A light broken ankle.
But the crackhead doesn't flinch. He just looks at him. And the guy's just like in the car, it's like, what the fuck are you doing, bruv? And then the crackhead's just like, fuck off, you fucking wanker.
Yeah, they love that, innit?
I think they're on the road.
So I'm looking at this. I'm unloading my shopping. I'm putting it in my boot.
Yeah.
And then a crackhead comes up behind me and he taps me and he says, sorry, excuse me, but don't happen to have any spare change. And while he's saying that, he's looking at my trolley and he knows there's a £1 coin that's sticking out there. So he knows there's change there, innit? So I can't even lie. So I'm just like, just follow me back and I'll give you the pound in it. As I'm putting my trolley away, he's telling me about his life and he's just like, you know, I used to be successful back in the day, but you know, here, slippery slope, man, life. I hit the red devil. When I hit that red devil, just when my life changed. I give him the pound and he goes, I'd love if you could just give me some food, you know. I'm starving, man.
I was scared, yeah. I don't know what he was going to ask for.
Yo, I thought it was gas.
I suck your dick
for a cheeseburger.
So he goes, I'm hungry, you know. It's tough out here. Cost of living crisis, you know. If you can get me anything, a sandwich, I'd appreciate that, my brother. So I'm like, you know what? I've got to do good deeds, innit? Let me go and get this guy some food. So I go and I get him a Tesco meal deal. Mm-hmm. And I bring it back to him. And I got him a cheese sandwich. Mm-hmm. I got him a Walker's crisp. And I got him some Coke.
Do you get that for yourself?
You got him some Coke.
I got
him.
When I said
Coca-Cola, I'm sure.
Is it the back of Tesco at aisle 17?
I got some Coke. So I give him the cheeseburger. And he's looking at the cheeseburger. And he was just like, have you got me a fucking cheeseburger? He goes, why would you give me a fucking cheeseburger? But of all the things you could get me, a cheeseburger? And I was just like to him, bro, like I didn't know about your dietary requirements. I didn't know if you were vegetarian. I didn't know if you had a religious preference. You know, you might not eat pork, whatever. And then the guy just took it and he walked away.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you ungrateful prick.
Rich.
So
I go home, a couple of weeks later, I see him on Leytonstone High Road. So the same...
The same one, yeah.
Yeah, he's out there. He's out in his streets. So he's active. Active in his streets.
On that road, fam.
So then he comes up to me and he goes, sorry, excuse me, like, you happen to have some spare change again. I'm like, bruv, don't you remember me from, like, Tesco's?
Why is he going to remember you, bro?
Bruv, I thought... He told me about his life. He told me about he went...
He told everybody. Bruv, everybody knows about his life.
He's on crack.
He's on crack.
That's it. He's on crack. That's the baseline.
You lot know my irrational fear is heights.
Yeah.
This was put to the test when me and Pedro, who was coming back from France now.
Oh,
Cannes, south of France. So yeah, we're flying back from Cannes now, and our business partner, he just like, look, I got a private plane. You lot take the private plane back to London. Gassed. Gassed. I'm thinking, yeah, it's gonna be some like private jet shit, Andrew Tate videos, Top G, all that kind of thing.
Benzema.
Benzema.
Misogynistic shit.
We get to the airport now, yeah. So me and Pedro, yeah, we walk up to the pilot now, and the pilot's name is called Paul. But he's a proper, like, he's a middle-aged, eccentric, like, white man. He was wearing like a floral bright shirt. He had glasses, but his glasses had the string attached on the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you take off, it looks like a chain, isn't it?
He looked like a supply teacher.
We get in the plane now, yeah? We take off. We've been flying for like 4 or 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then Paul looks over at me and he puts his glasses down. He put it down.
Onto the nose.
He was like, Manny, are you okay? I didn't realise the whole time I had both my hands on the handle of the door, yeah, and I was sweating. I was like, yeah, Paul, I'm cool, man, don't worry about it. Just focus on the road. Just do what you gotta do. Just do what you gotta do. Pedro's still busting up, yeah, watching me, like, shitting myself. So we carry on flying for a bit now. And then, again, Paul looks at me and he's like, oh, Manny, let's have some fun with it. And he does some next maneuver with the plane.
I don't like fun.
How can he tell you, let's have some fun with you?
With my life. The moment the plane went like this, yeah, I passed out. Listen, Paul wanted to kill me and Pedro. And you see me, I've always said that when I die, I want to die in my sleep.
Yeah.
So as soon as he did that... I went to sleep. I'm not gonna stay awake and watch us crash. That's dumb. That's dumb.
That's foolishness.
That's dumb. The scariest part about it, yeah, is when I woke up from my nap, yeah, we now risen above the clouds. So when I woke up and seen clouds, I thought I was in heaven.
He was there with you, man.
I made it.
You thought he saw Zeus?
I saw Tupac, Michael Jackson,
Princess Diana.
I was like, oh shit. And then Paul taps me again, yeah? And then he was like... He was like, Manny, we nearly lost you there, didn't we? I was like, Paul, bro, shut up, man. Just get us home safely. Ended up getting home. We landed safely. But I report Paul to the authorities. Yeah, every time he goes through security now, they get checked like 3 hours.
Yo, it's Pedro from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
She moves like she ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I ain't got no problem. I move, I ain't got no problem.
No problem.
Cause we ain't got no problem. We move, we ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I move, I ain't got no problem.
No problem.
We ain't got no problems, no problems,
lingo.
Nope.
Lingo. Hot gals down for that lingo. Had meerkats on her mind all day.